Right, well, just for those of you who, like me, are campaigning, or at least hoping and praying that they bring back Due South and they make new episodes and everything, I've been sort of letting you know and sort of encouraging you to watch it when it's on BBC Two at the moment. Well, it doesn't seem to be on today for some reason. It's normally on about 1 o'clock, and today, December 1st, we have something different. We have See Here, and they are celebrating the 175th anniversary of Deaf Action in Scotland. So no, doesn't appear to be on today. I've had a good look at the schedules. But do not concern yourselves, folks, because Due South is back tomorrow. BBC Two, 1 o'clock. We're on to series two now, and the episode is The Vault, the second episode of 18 episodes. Vecchio exaggerates the severity of his injuries sustained on duty for insurance reasons. Vecchio trying to fiddle the insurance claim? Surely not. That's not keeping within the character of Vecchio, is it? Well, maybe it is. Who knows? So you can find out about that. That's on tomorrow's broadcast, 1 o'clock, but we're sort of taking a break from it today. And also tomorrow is the live coverage of the 2018 World Cup bid. It's from Zurich, obviously, and FIFA will unveil the venue for the 2018 competition. It's being broadcast tomorrow, December 2nd, at 3:15. And if all goes badly, don't worry, because straight after that is 10 of the best from Flog It. So you can drown your sorrows by looking back at some rare antiques that have survived in tip-top condition. And that should sort of buck you up if you're feeling a bit down. So we shall wait to see what happens. Now, you know, I'm sort of going crazy with the Christmas stuff, and I'm sort of doing my own special celebration of Christmas now, which I think I'm going to start to annoy a lot of people, because from now until Christmas Day, basically, I'm going to be doing Christmas booze, not all the time, but just a couple each day. And this may drive a few of you crazy. If you're the sort of person, and I know there are many of you out there who say, oh, I hate all this early celebration. Well, I'm sorry, but I love it. And the Church of England is starting a campaign today of being proud of Christmas and of celebrating it and of the true meaning of Christmas and everything. And I think this is something I don't go around shouting this out to people, but you know, we need to put Christ back into Christmas. And I intend to shout from the rooftops, not literally, obviously, because I may be sort of carted away by the local authorities, but I intend to celebrate Christmas and be proud of it. We've got a little audio boo about what Eric Pickles said about local councils should not be ashamed to celebrate Christmas, and I support those sentiments exactly. But anyway, if you are like me and you can't wait till Christmas, you want to start celebrating it now, then you can check out BBC Two on Thursday. As I say, after the World Cup, they've got all kinds of things on Flog It, the Hairy Bikers Cook-Off, which I've never watched, but it sounds great. I must check that out one of these days. But moving on, let me see here. We have Rick Stein's Cornish Christmas begins at 8:30. Rick Stein has a chance to enjoy Christmas in his beloved adopted county of Cornwall. So Christmas begins. And I've also noticed there's all kinds of things on. I think, I don't know if it's this week or next week, I think Bob the Builder was doing something Christmassy. So there's all, all little programs sort of here and there that are sort of sneakily celebrating Christmas. So don't think Christmas doesn't begin until 18th of December or something. It begins now, December 1st. Well, for me it does anyway. Due South, nothing on today, it seems. Back tomorrow. And let's hope Vecchio sorts out his insurance problems.